It has been about 8 years now since an amendment to our United States Constitution called the Equal Rights Amendment has been before the American public. Pressure was brought to bear against Congress by the feminists in March 22 of 1972 when it was approved to be ratified by the states during the next seven-year period. This was an unusual attempt because in our history, the Constitution has been amended 26 times since its adoption in 1787. Each amendment was ratified within 4 years, the average being only 2 years to make an amendment to the Constitution. The question is asked, why was the Equal Rights Amendment given 7 years? Well, that was an exceeding long time to give an amendment, and when it was not passed in 7 years, it was granted an extension to be ratified. 3 years, 3 months, and 8 days was the compromise given by the ERA backers, or given to the ERA backers, who really were asking for another 7 years. So until June 30th, 1982, we are going to be harassed with the Equal Rights Amendment and its pushers. At the present time, 15 states have consistently refused to ratify ERA. As many as 14 attempts have been made in a single state. 35 of the necessary 38 states have ratified. 5 of these states have voted to rescind or withdraw their ratification. 5 states have defeated the Equal Rights Amendment by referendum. The question is asked, is it fair? Is it just? No, it is not. And furthermore, our tax money has been used to promote and demand that the Equal Rights Amendment be accepted by the American citizens. Women are put on the payroll, one woman at $56,000 a year to hold press briefings and to spread pro-ERA propaganda. Another woman is given a large federal grant of our tax money to promote the Equal Rights Amendment through the Federal Advisory Commission on Women. And many other organizations are being used at government expense, our taxpayers' money, to promote this amendment to the United States Constitution, which really is designed as an amendment to reflect the interest of the American public. And we do not see this as a very fair approach to passing an amendment to our United States Constitution. Recently, Illinois was brought to attention because, once again, the ERA subject was going to be brought before the legislators. Illinois has had the ERA to vote on 10 times in the past 8 years. It has been defeated in Illinois House 6 times and in the Senate 4 times. Illinois seems to be a key state because it is the last large industrial state that has not ratified the Equal Rights Amendment. And the feminists feel that it is a necessary state to win a victory, and therefore they're putting much pressure and effort into winning the ratification of the Equal Rights Amendment in the state of Illinois. It was recently brought to our attention, and our own members of Concerned Women for America were asking, is there anything that you can do to help us in Illinois? Because once again, the vote is being brought on us, and we'd like to defeat it in the House before it ever gets beyond the House and into the Senate. Concerned Women for America has been building a base now for some 16, 17 months. We had hoped to build a strong base and not become a national figure until we were of size to where we could have an effect and have real clout. But when the call came from some of the people in Illinois, we decided that now was a time for the CWA to launch out and make an all-out attempt to have an effect in Illinois. We tried 4 TV spots, 30-second spot commercials opposing the Equal Rights Amendment. We hired professional actresses, gave them fine scripts with 4 real reasons why we opposed the Equal Rights Amendment. And then we bought television time around the capital city in Illinois, Springfield. We were televised a total of 120 times during a 9-day period, which means that every time you turned on television, if you were watching for any length of time at all, you had to see one of our spots aired sooner or later. In addition to the airing of the television spots, letters were sent to each of the members of the House of Representatives in Illinois, each member of the Senate in Illinois, and one was sent to the President. These letters were sent in objection to something that our President did right in the midst of the fight that I felt was very unprofessional and very much out of character for the President to do. Our letter went something like this. Dear Mr. President, with all due respect, but with utmost concern, I am compelled to write you on behalf of Concerned Women for America. Your meeting on May 5, 1980, with a few selected Illinois legislators, Senator Phil Rock, Senator Neshek, Representative Eugenia Chapman, Representative Sandquist, and Representative Taylor, is an outrageous act of politicking and pressuring. Senator Rock's office reports that you told these legislators that you would be personally telephoning Illinois legislators who are riding the fence and those who are opposed to the Equal Rights Amendment in an effort to ensure its passage in the Illinois legislature this month. These acts of pressure and politicking by the Office of the President of the United States are not favored, but in fact are deplorable to the majority of women in America. With concern for our freedom to choose, respectfully, Beverly LaHaye. P.S. We are solidly resolved to fight the passage of the ERA. Anyone who questions this need look no further than our recent growth. In less than 1 year, women have thronged together to form Concerned Women for America into a coalition of over 100,000 members. And CWA is averaging over 11,000 new members each month. This letter was sent to the President and, as I said, copies to the members of the House and the Senate. I've been quite pleased and thrilled and encouraged at the response that we've received from this letter. A cover letter was attached to the members of the House and the Senate explaining our involvement, why we felt so strongly about it enough to spend a large amount of money. We have spent to date approximately $30,000 within Illinois, that we would spend our money, our time, in a state that we did not live. And I feel like it is not just an Illinois fight. It is a national fight that every woman in America should be interested in and involved in. Because if Illinois wins, I feel then it will be a step, just one step away from winning the total ratification to the amendment to the United States Constitution. To date, as you have been keeping up with the news, that there were not enough votes on the day that the amendment was supposed to be brought before the session. They were short 2 votes. They needed 107 votes in the House to carry it. And on the morning in mid-May, when it was supposed to be brought to the session, they could only count 105. And the decision was made by Representative John Matijevich to withdraw the bill from the floor rather than risk its 7th defeat in the House of Representatives in 8 years. And as you remember in the news, it was withdrawn. That morning, as we were in Illinois, we went to Illinois for a press conference at the request of Representative Betty Hoxie. As we stood in the Capitol building that morning in the press room, 21 members of the press were there from all across the country, large press, local press, and we were asked many questions about our organization, Concerned Women for America, why we oppose the Equal Rights Amendment. And we were able to answer their questions, but in the midst of it all, we realized that we really would have no or very little effect in changing the vote in Illinois. We knew it had to be someone greater than we who could cause any effect. Before we went to the conference that morning, the group of women who traveled with me, we prayed together that God would cause confusion on the other side. That morning, gathered in the Capitol were the feminists who were there for an all-night vigil. They had just finished their march in Chicago. And they were going to be there having a rally, and it turned out to be more of a circus than a rally, right in the middle of the Capitol dome. We prayed that God would just cause confusion to come upon this group. We had to leave town because we finished our press conference and had to go on with other speaking engagements. And 2 days later in the news, we began to hear the rumblings that there was an accusation of bribery within Illinois. Now, even the rumor, as it was spreading across the United States, reminded us that there was confusion going on. Confusion to the effect that people were afraid to change their votes lest they be accused of being bribed. And at this present moment, when this tape is being made, Illinois has not brought this vote to the session because I believe of the confusion, because of the hesitancy, and because of the lack of two votes. Now, they may find those two votes. They may bring it to session because I'm told that each morning they take a count on how many are there in the session that would be voting in favor. And if they have the overwhelming or have the majority there that day, it would be brought on the session. And that may well happen. But I challenge you who are listening to this tape to speak out against this amendment that is going to be an effect on our families, the women of America, causing us to give vent to that unisex society that meshes men and women together and no longer makes a distinction between male and female, and truly giving way to a homosexual society. In God's word, it clearly states that God created them male and female, two distinct sexes, and each one has a distinct role to fill by God's design. And when we want to throw that out and no longer make a distinction between sexes, I'm not talking about discrimination, I'm talking about distinction. There already are laws on the books that keep women from being discriminating jobs. And if they are, then they need to exercise their right as a citizen to use those laws for their benefit. If the Equal Rights Amendment was only to give women better jobs, better pay, then I would be supporting it. But it is not. And we do not need an amendment to form a unisex society. It will not benefit families. It will not help our nation. Rather, it will cause a greater deterioration. So regardless of what happens in Illinois, I challenge you to be aware of what's happening. Speak out against it. And we invite you to support organizations such as ours and many other good ones who are standing out against the Equal Rights Amendment. Not because we're opposed to women's rights, but because we're opposed to anything that is in conflict morally with God's design for men and women.